Hi there, this is astrologer DK Brainerd, and you're listening to the Stars for the People Astrology Podcast here on EmpowerRadio.com, empowering you. In this podcast, I want to talk about the Mercury retrograde that begins on Saturday night or Sunday morning, depending on your time zone, April 17th or 18th. Happens right around midnight Eastern Time, so that should give you an idea of wherever you are. And I want to give a plug for Mercury retrograde in this. In just a few moments, I'm going to talk about where this affects each of the signs, what part of life that you might feel this energy the strongest. But I want to give a little plug for Mercury retrograde. And, you know, when we're first starting to follow astrology or tune into it, Mercury retrograde seems to be one of the easiest things to get a handle on. It happens sometimes four times a year. It lasts for about 3.5 weeks. We feel it for about a month or a little bit more than that. And it's one of those parts of astrology that if you're paying even a little bit of attention, you can see that, you know, hey, this stuff really, really works. It really is true. And so, you know, we memorize or we get all the typical warnings, you know, back up your computer files, be careful before you hit send on that email, you know, double check to make sure you're not sending curses out to the boss and everybody else at work. And, you know, you're only sending them to that person that you mean to send curses to. Don't buy, you know, new electronics. Don't buy a new car. Don't start a new job or sign a contract. All the things that Mercury, the areas of life that Mercury governs in astrology. So, thinking, communication, writing, contracts between people, moving parts, electronics. And there is a place for those warnings. Those effects are real. They don't happen in every Mercury retrograde, or they're not a curse or a doom that you're destined to fall under, you know, if you fall asleep at the wheel. A lot of times I like to think of the Mercury retrograde effect. You know, there are things, I mean, life goes on, right? We have to do certain things. Sometimes we have to buy things, and we even have to buy big ticket items because maybe we need it for work, or, you know, the car totally died and we need a new car. I'm thinking of a dear friend of mine who, if you're listening, you know who you are, who has bought a new car during a Mercury retrograde something like 3 or 4 years in a row. You know, but things happen to the old cars. There was an accident and one of the cars was totaled. So, and then when it came time to get the new car, there it was, Mercury retrograde again. Usually what buying something in a Mercury retrograde or signing a contract in a Mercury retrograde, it just means that you're going to have to renegotiate that in some way, or you're going to have to go back and deal with it at some point. And that can be annoying, you know, or it can seem disastrous. So I guess what I'm saying is trust your intuition. You know, I do try to follow the typical Mercury retrograde injunctions and be extra careful, but I also know that, you know, I can't stop my life just because Mercury's retrograde. Okay, now here's my plug. The deeper level of Mercury retrograde is that this is a built-in fail-safe in the universal scheme of things, that where life forces us to slow down mentally. Because where you really get yourself in trouble in Mercury retrograde, and I know this from experience, is when you get fixated mentally on, I have to get this done by a certain time, or I really need that new computer. I need it. I need it so bad. I can't wait. I'm just going to buy it now. And where we really sort of end up hurting in the retrogrades is places like that, where we're mentally pushing with an egoic agenda. You know, where really if we sit back and look at it, I don't need the computer now. I mean, I could actually wait until the middle of May when the retrograde's over, or even until June if it comes right down to it. You know, I want the computer now. It would help me do certain things more easily. But I can wait. And there are other things that I can work on. And ideally, what we're working on during the Mercury retrograde is Mercury being the planet of thought and communication during the retrograde period, where Mercury, you know, and Mercury's kind of hard to see because it's so close to the Sun, but if we were able to track it, we would see it during this period appear to sort of stop in its progress through the heavens and move backward through the sky. And that's a picture of what our mind does naturally in the Mercury retrograde, is it moves backward and turns inward. And so in just a moment, we're going to talk about the area of life where this is likely to affect each of the signs. And if you know where Taurus is in your natal chart, you can also look at, you know, what that house meaning is. So if you have Taurus on the fourth house cusp, the Mercury retrograde is going to affect your experience of home and family in some way. Taurus on the seventh house cusp, it's going to affect your experience of relationships in some way. But ideally, the way of working with these is, and these can be tremendous times of profit. And usually we're not going to see that profit right during the period where Mercury is actually retrograde. But long term, these periods, if we work with them, can be amazingly profitable. And by profitable, I don't just mean money, but in the sense of increased happiness, increased satisfaction, of coming closer to our, you know, our life purpose. I'm also recording this Mercury retrograde. If you listened to last week's podcast, I'm also recording this one in the laundry room up in East Detroit. And as I was struggling to define profitable, I looked up at an old sort of moldy looking box up on a top shelf that says ceramic angel on it. So, you know, this can really get us in touch with our good angels, but we have to have the willingness to slow down. And that is not an easy place for us to go. Again, in our society, last week we talked about the new moon energy and the ideal way of working with the new moon, you know, and I made the comment that our society isn't really set up to encourage us to do that. And it's the same with the retrograde, you know, but we have so many choices in this. We have so many choices as to say, you know, yeah, maybe I do have these deadlines at work, but I can choose to take this real seriously, hyper seriously, too seriously, and I can choose to tell my partner or my kids, hey, I don't have time to hang out with you because, you know, I have these projects at work and they're really important and I'm really busy. And in our society, you know, we're set up so that that makes us feel important. That strokes the ego. A lot of us are addicted to that kind of thinking. You know, same thing with maybe purchasing something new or with signing a contract for services or whatever, you know, feeling like, well, I have to do this because it's important and I'm a busy person and I need to, you know, keep up that sort of facade. And a lot of the reasons that we don't flow with the Mercury retrograde are just flat out fear. You know, if I slow down, what's going to happen to me? I'm going to get passed by, or I'm going to lose my opportunity to get that thing that I want, you know, whether it's status or possessions or a relationship, you know, love. But ideally, what we need to be doing during these times is allowing the mind to turn inward and backward in time. And in whatever area of your life this is playing out, if you allow yourself to do that, you're going to start seeing these pieces of the puzzle emerge. So you're going to start seeing the way that you have in the past dealt with this area of your life. Sometimes, you know, sometimes we'll see during a Mercury retrograde, say Mercury retrograde in the fifth house, for example. Fifth house is about our creativity. Sometimes during a Mercury retrograde in the fifth house, you'll be led back to do something that you did years ago, like knitting or coloring in a coloring book. You know, and if we look at this from an ego perspective, you know, our ego's thinking in linear progression, you know, the onward march of time, you know, the evolution of history or whatever. We may say, well, I'm not going to go back to that. You know, I did that when I was 12, or oh, when I was knitting, you know, I was in this bad relationship, and that, I'm not in a bad relationship now. That was just an a way of escaping from my situation or whatever. But if we allow ourselves to follow that impulse, sometimes Mercury will connect us to something extremely positive that we once used to do that was very helpful to us, that for some reason we left behind. We left in the dust. And, you know, maybe we thought we outgrew it, or maybe we did outgrow it for a time, but maybe for whatever reason, the time is ripe for us right now to go back and harvest something from that activity, or, you know, some, it can be a person that comes back into our life, that there's something there for us. And but we only find it if we're willing to sort of allow discontinuity into our life, suspend that linear forward progression that we're so programmed to follow, and allow ourselves to slow down, to take time to, you know, if we use the metaphor of floating down a stream, allowing ourselves to sort of get sucked into these eddies and backwaters and, you know, little pools at the side where it feels like we're not moving forward. But sometimes in those deep pools, you know, there's something beautiful and shiny and meaningful that's there for us. And sometimes what Mercury will do is take us back into showing us negative patterns from the past. You know, and a lot of times we resist that just because it's uncomfortable. I don't want to go back and look at that again. But again, if we allow ourselves to flow with that and to just pay attention to what's arising, you know, in our mind, or again, depending on what part of your chart this is happening in, say it's 11th house, that would be friends. You know, so if, a lot of times when Mercury's retrograde in your 11th house, you're going to see an old friend come back into your life, kind of pop suddenly into your life. You know, and you may think, well, I've outgrown this person, or, you know, we had our time. I don't know why this person is contacting me. Maybe I really should make excuses and say I'm too busy. A lot of times if we get in contact with that person, we'll find, yeah, we did outgrow them. And we're, you know, we're not the same person, and maybe they haven't changed that much. And so we're not going to pick up that friendship in the way that it used to be. But at the same time, there's something there that we need to learn. And sometimes that can be as simple as, oh, wow, I've grown so much more than I give myself credit for. So that's my plug for Mercury retrograde and allowing yourself to flow with it. I will say that the time surrounding the exact moment of the retrograde, the couple days before and a day or two afterwards, tend to be where the negative effects that we all hear about, you know, especially concerning electronics and travel and communication, things like that, tend to be at their height during those periods. So that tends to be the most chaotic period when Mercury's actually slowing down, stopping, and changing directions. So do pay attention to those days. You know, we're talking about Friday the 16th through approximately Monday the 19th or so. And now I'd like to talk about real briefly where this affects each of the signs. So Taurus, Mercury is retrograding in your own sign, which is your solar first house, which is about self and identity. It can also represent the physical body and your appearance, how you present yourself to the world. So in some way, you're looking at a review process over the next 3 or 4 weeks related to who am I, what is my personality, what are some parts of my personality that maybe I've outgrown, or some parts that want to emerge from me that I need to get in touch with. And sometimes changing your appearance during a Mercury retrograde can also sort of stimulate that process of search and retrieval. We'll go backwards through the signs on this one. Aries, the Mercury retrogrades in your second house, so it's about money, income, possessions, values. And for all of us, the Mercury retrograde in Taurus, Taurus is ultimately about what we value. So for Aries, really taking a good look at money. And if you pay attention to money and your thoughts about money, Mercury will lead you to what you need to do to take the next step once he's gone direct in May. Pisces, Mercury retrogrades in your third house of thoughts and communication. So this is really asking you to take a look at the things that you're saying and the things that you're thinking, and notice whether those are serving you or not, whether they're aligned with your values or not. Aquarius, Mercury retrogrades in your fourth house, home, family, emotional roots, the roots of this, the psyche. And this can actually, you know, one of the ways to work with this, the easiest ways, is to redo something around the house. You know, if you garden, that could be replanting your garden or rearranging your garden. Taurus, you know, obviously relates to nature and natural outdoor things. It can also be rearranging things in your house. But ultimately, what you're looking at is a family pattern that you've been stuck in some way that Mercury is trying to help free you from. Capricorn, this happens in your fifth house, Mercury retrograde in your fifth house of creativity, pleasure, enjoyment. You know, so one of the things, and I put this in one of the recent horoscopes for you on wordsforthepeople.com, but one of the ways you can work with this is just consciously go back to a hobby or something creative that you used to do, that you used to enjoy, that used to feel productive for you, and take that up again for the next 2 or 3 weeks, and you'll see sort of amazing things emerge. But ultimately, this is about your pleasure energy and how you enjoy yourself in life. Sagittarius, Mercury is retrograde in your sixth house. Sixth house is about work. It's about being of service to other people. It's about your self-discipline, how you structure your daily routine. So in some way, you're looking at the way you structure your energy on a sort of day-to-day basis and how that's working for you. Scorpio. Oh, Scorpio, you're going to love this one. Mercury retrograde in your seventh house of relationships. So if you, you know, chances are if you're in some sort of committed relationship, whether that's with a roommate, whether that is a business partner, or whether it's a spouse or romantic partner, in some way you're going to be renegotiating that over the next few weeks. On a deeper level, you're thinking about and working with your thoughts about relationship and noticing how those create, how your relationship beliefs and expectations actually create your real life experience in this area. Libra, Mercury retrograde in your eighth house of shared resources. You know, this Mercury retrograde kicks off with Mercury conjunct your ruling planet Venus in the eighth house. And to me, that's a real positive kind of protective energy that you have going on. So I think that you're going to find this is more positive than negative for you. The eighth house is other people's money, where you share power, sex, or money with other people. And, you know, what I would look for is what you might want to let go of are patterns where you're devaluing yourself in relationship, or where you're expecting that people give more than you're willing to give. So one or the other. Virgo, Mercury is retrograde in your ninth house, which is the house of the higher mind, beliefs, wisdom. What Mercury is really going to be taking you back to look at is your belief systems and how your beliefs in the past have created the life that you are living today. So look for the old belief systems that aren't serving you anymore, that are creating the kind of life experience that you don't want, and be willing to let go of those. Leo, Mercury retrograde in your 10th house. 10th house is career, status, public self, life's work. Again, with Venus up here at the start of this retrograde, and this goes for all the signs, I really feel in a lot of ways this is going to be, even though Mercury retrogrades are inevitably going to be jangling and jarring and annoying at some points, I feel like this is a very positive retrograde that we're heading into. For Leo, what you're really doing is you're rethinking your career. You're rethinking your public self, the way that you present yourself out in the world, and allowing yourself, you know, Leo is a fixed sign. You can tend to be a little stuck in your ways, like all the fixed signs, but allowing yourself to be open to what are new ways of accomplishing the same goal that I've been trying to accomplish? What are some new ways of structuring my business or structuring presenting myself out in the world that could help me do the same thing, but bring it more into alignment with the way the world is right now. Cancer, the Mercury retrograde happens in your 11th house. 11th house is friends, community, networks, and your dreams for the future, your ideals in life. So again, 11th house retrogrades can mean that it's time to let go of a friend or group association. Ultimately, what this is trying to do is tune you into what is really important to you at this time in your life. Gemini, the Mercury retrograde is in your 12th house. The 12th house, as I never tire of stating, is a weird place. Ultimately, this is about your connection on a very, very deep level to the other realms of reality. So one place you may notice this is an increased dream activity. Ideally, what you're working to do is allow these deep parts of yourself to emerge into consciousness so that you can become aware of where you're connecting with the other realms, with past lives, with past life karma, with the transpersonal realms of being. And when you become aware of where those connections are, then you can accentuate the positive, and you can also take steps to protect yourself if and as needed. I hope you found this useful and enjoyable. This is astrologer DK Brainerd reminding you to come on over to www.wordsforthepeople.com. Take advantage of your free personal evolution astrology horoscopes every Monday. And until next time, may you go with the stars. I've seen the best minds of my generation refuse to take their medication. Your electroshocks, your chemical pills, ain't gonna cure what ails us. And I've seen the best minds of my generation washing windows.